Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Longtime WSU educator has died. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. A woman died Saturday at an airfield near Derby. We'll tell you what happened coming up.
Presidential candidates trade insults. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A beloved educator who served Wichita State University for more than five decades has died. Dr. James Rattigan died Sunday at the age of 89. The Rattigan Student Center was named for him. Rattigan was 30 years old when WSU hired him in 1965, the youngest dean of students in the nation. He was vice president of student affairs from 1970 until 1996, then served 6 years as senior vice president. He retired from that position in 2002, but he did not retire from the school. He was a consultant to the Wichita State University Foundation until his final retirement in 2014.
A woman died after being struck by an airplane propeller Saturday afternoon.
It happened a little after 2:30 p.m. at Air Capital Drop Zone at Cook Airfield, located in the 7,000 block of South 143rd Street East, just east of Derby. Fire Marshal Jonathan Marr said the woman was taking pictures at the airfield when she accidentally backed up into a moving airplane propeller. The victim was taken to the hospital in extremely critical condition and later died. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And the deceased identified as 37-year-old Amanda Gallagher of Wichita.
Former President Trump held a rally at New York City's Madison Square Garden Sunday night. Trump claims Vice President Kamala Harris should not even be a candidate for president of the United States.
She's unfit for office. Everyone knows it. No one respects her. No one trusts her. No one takes her seriously. Everyone knows she is a very low IQ individual.
Vice President Kamala Harris hit the campaign trail in Philadelphia. Harris says this election is about two different visions for the United States.
We are focused on the future, and we are focused on the needs of the American people, as opposed to a Donald Trump who spends full time looking in the mirror, focused on himself.
Israel is conducting retaliatory strikes on Iranian military sites as the White House calls for the countries to avoid a greater conflict. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson tells us more from the White House.
We heard from President Biden. He does hope this marks the end of direct confrontation between Israel and Iran. We heard from the vice president.
I do believe that it is critically important that we, as the United States of America, be an active participant in encouraging, one, that this war ends, that we get the hostages out, but also that there is a real commitment among nations to a two-state solution in the day after.
What we learned from Israel's unprecedented strike on Iran is how vulnerable Iran's air defense systems are. The Pentagon has been given the playbook now should the U.S. ever strike Iran in the future.
The Israeli military says its aircrafts targeted military sites that Iran uses to make missiles. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
How did the Kansas City Chiefs handle the last team that beat them? We'll talk about that. Have highlights coming up in sports.
The presidential candidates are hitting some of the nation's most contentious battleground states. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. The KNSS Morning News, 7:08 now, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Next Sunday is the time to move the clocks back in the U.S. Daylight Savings Time, ending at 2 a.m. local time on November 3rd, which means setting your clock back an hour. Standard time will last until March 9th, when we will again spring forward with the return of Daylight Savings Time.
Negotiations continue between Israel and Hamas for the first time since the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Tel Aviv.
Those ceasefire talks resumed in Doha as the region hopes for a possible agreement between Israel and Hamas to end the war. I spoke earlier with a source familiar with the conversations taking place in Qatar. That official said they are hopeful that an agreement can come to terms here, but they cautioned that any sort of deal would be a short-term deal, less than a month, and the parameters are not yet set. This comes as the security situation across the region remains difficult and unstable. There was a suspected terror attack just north of Israel's second largest city of Tel Aviv.
Egypt has proposed a two-day ceasefire that would release four hostages held in Gaza.
The official overseeing voting in Pennsylvania reacted to a fake video of destroyed ballots identified by national intelligence.
Last week, American intelligence called a viral video online showing ballots being destroyed in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, a hoax that Russia is believed to have been behind. The Secretary of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Al Schmidt, said on CBS Face the Nation, "That's how good bad actors have become."
It's so easy for people to be sort of deceived by others trying to undermine confidence in our system of government.
Schmidt says it's critical that there be vigilance in elections from local to federal each time Americans are asked to vote. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The presidential candidates hitting some of the nation's most contentious battleground states.
Former President Trump holding a rally in Georgia, once a reliably red state that saw President Biden win in 2020. The former president will then head to Pennsylvania Tuesday before hitting Wisconsin and Nevada later in the week. Vice President Harris held events in Pennsylvania this weekend in the wake of a star-studded series of events. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing things looking pretty good on the highways here in the Wichita area. The traffic volume's just now kind of starting to pick up. Heaviest traffic and slowest moving traffic I'm seeing right now is westbound on Lincoln, and that is just east of Edgemoor. Some pretty heavy traffic right there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty well. A little windy today.
Now we're ready to sweat to the oldies again today.
Yeah, really. You know, that goes for today and tomorrow. And due to the wind, due to the warmth, and the fact that it's going to be dry the next couple of days, we do not need to be burning anything. Fire weather warning is going to be in effect through today, and we may see a fire weather watch get issued for tomorrow too. Winds possibly gusting up anywhere between 45 to 55 miles an hour. So for those of you listening right now, if you drive those high profile vehicles like semis, buses, definitely need to make sure that you keep both hands on the steering wheel. Increasing clouds tomorrow, just before our next chance of some showers and thunderstorms. We'll have around a 20 to 30% chance come late Tuesday night, and that chance for storms going to last throughout much of the day as we go through Wednesday as another front rolls through. This is what's going to cool us off from the low to upper 80s the next couple of days down to 73 on Wednesday. And once that front moves out, that fall feel moves right back in. High of 61 on Thursday. And once we see those temperatures drop, it does look like it's going to stay cool, feeling a lot more like fall for a little while as we go through the rest of the week, all the way clear through this upcoming weekend, which is when rain chances are going to make a return. So we'll only have a 10% chance on Friday with a high of 66, but then bumping that up to a 40% chance on Saturday with a high of 65, and 68 degrees Sunday with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now, we're at 62 degrees with a partly cloudy sky and a south breeze at 14 miles an hour.
Well, at least we could be hopeful there might be some raindrops falling on us one of these days soon. Huh?
Yeah, we just don't need anything strong or severe, but we definitely need that moisture.
We sure do. Thank you, Ronnell, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve and Ted of the morning here on KNSS, 7:13 on a Monday morning. Sunny day in south central Kansas. Yesterday, high temperature was 77 degrees. Normal high 66, so we're still not very seasonal in what we're seeing there.
Not really.
Wichita precipitation now more than 10 inches below normal for this time of year. We need that rain. All right, October 28th. What happened on this date? In 1919, Congress enacted the Volstead Act, which provided for enforcement of prohibition over President Woodrow Wilson's veto. Said that's not a good idea. And it took him until, when did they finally repeal that, Ted? Was it in the 30s?
Yeah. It was FDR campaigned hard to get rid of that. After he took office, they got rid of it.
So it was, I suppose, a well-intentioned idea that just didn't quite work.
If you've never seen the Ken Burns documentary on it, it's fascinating.
I haven't. It's one I got to see. But I do know my study of history is that when it comes to hard spirits and liquor, this country's been awash in it since we started it. I mean, they used to reward our soldiers not in money but in rum. So it had a tradition here. There's no doubt about it. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, 69 years old today. Huh? Bill Gates.
Happy birthday to a wealthy man.
Net worth, I see a net worth of just under $105 billion. You know, anything he wants in the world, he can just go out and buy if he wants to, right?
But you can't stop time. Time marches on.
Yep.
69 now.
69 years old. Should there be an age limit for trick-or-treating, Ted? Lots of towns have trick-or-treating age limits now, usually around 13 or 14. Upper Deerfield Township in New Jersey is in the news after setting their age limit at 12. Someone asked over 5,000 Americans how old is too old to trick-or-treat, and most people said somewhere in your teenage years. 43% said somewhere between 13 and 16. 16 or older was the most common answer with 15% of the vote. Then 13 years old was next at 14%.
If you're old enough to drive, you shouldn't be trick-or-treating.
You know, I don't think I trick-or-treated after I was about 11, maybe. Maybe. Anyway. Yeah, I haven't trick-or-treated for quite a while, Ted.
Yeah, I think when I was in eighth grader is the last time
about
I did. Then. Yeah.
Seventh,
once you're done with grade school, yeah, it's time to move on with your
junior
life.
Junior high, you're way too cool to be out there trick-or-treating, right? All right, but the big top of the news this morning is the death of Jim Ratican, longtime executive and educator and dean of students at Wichita State University. And
believe he told me he listened to our show.
He was a listener.
Yeah.
He and I did an issue show for the weekend back in 2019. And I'm going to find that, and I'm hoping to run it on the weekend just as a memory thing.
That'd be great. Him. Yeah.
He was a guy, I mean, he's one of those guys, you couldn't help but like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you sat down with Jim, you were the only person in the world, and he was really wanting to know about you and if everything was okay. The students loved the guy. I'm sure all the other educators did too, but I thought he was great.
Just an absolute Wichita treasure.
He's a treasure
to have on campus all those years.
Mr. Shocker, man.
Yep,
he's a great guy.
He will be missed.
Great guy. All right, coming up on 7:17 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's time for sports this morning with Ted Woodward. How about those undefeated Chiefs? Would they stay undefeated?
Well, the last team that beat them and put them in the loss column was
the
Las Vegas Raiders, and that's who the opponent was yesterday. Of course, Mitch Holtis had the call of the game right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS as the Chiefs were trying to keep their winning streak going and beat their division foe. Would the Chiefs have enough in their arsenal to get that done? Well, you got to find the end zone a few times.
Goal to go, third down and 5 for the Chiefs. Trailing 10-7, Mahomes races the right leg. Pass Connerson, touchdown, Kansas City on a quick slant. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce for the 52nd time. That is third in National Football League history. Quarterback to a tight end.
About that. Speaking of tight end, Travis Kelce, 10 catches for 90 yards, both season highs. Helping the Chiefs move the chains a lot yesterday. The Chiefs were 12 for 16 on third down conversions. Raiders couldn't get him off the field. And, of course, as has been a hallmark all season long to help the Chiefs win, the defense.
3:36 to go, third quarter. Spread set, Minshew, fourth down and goal to go at the 3. Looking right, stepped up into the pocket, sacked, sacked, sacked. Minshew goes down, and the Chiefs with 2 terrific goal-to-go stands to preserve a 17-13 lead.
Yeah, that was an interesting point in the game where the Raiders had 15 plays in Chiefs territory, including first and goal at the 3 and first and goal at the 4. And all they got out of all that was 3 points.
A couple of good goal line stands there.
Chiefs defense did a great job. Chiefs win it, 27-20, the final score. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid crediting his offensive line.
I thought for the most part the offensive line did a nice job. You know, they're as much as we throw, they're going to have some pressures. We were just okay in the run game. We got to do a little bit better there. Something that we can work on. We're at too many second and long, so and then it kind of kicked in as it went, and we had spurts where it was looking good with the runs, and then our mix was just okay. I always say I can do a better job. Well, I could do a better job.
Meanwhile, you got Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Glad to look up in the stands of 62,000 people in Las Vegas and see tons of Chiefs fans there.
Chiefs Kingdom travels well, I mean, everywhere. But they've done a great job of traveling here to Vegas. And it's exciting to see whenever you can get into a stadium and you're in an opponent stadium, you just see red everywhere. And it shows the support that we have and we've gotten throughout my entire career. And it's a special place, and I don't take it for granted because it costs money to travel. It costs money to come to games, and people want to show that they support us, and we're going to show that same support to them when we're in the community.
There you go. Chiefs win it. Chiefs are now 7-0 on the season, the only undefeated team in the league. A 13-game winning streak right now for the Chiefs, including the Super Bowl several months ago. The Chiefs beat the Raiders by 7, 27-20 yesterday, right here on KNSS. Monday Night Football tonight, right here on KNSS. You've got the New York Giants visiting the first-place Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers are favored by a touchdown. And you can hear live coverage of Monday Night Football, Giants-Steelers, at 6:30 this evening. And that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Busy day at Koch Arena yesterday on the campus of Wichita State. Starting out with volleyball, the Shockers with a four-set win over UAB. As Reagan Anderson was constantly on the floor with 13 digs. And senior Morgan Stout out of Nickerson High School, a career-high 22 kills. That's three straight wins on home court for Shocker volleyball. And after volleyball at Koch Arena yesterday, you had men's basketball action. Exhibition game last evening, Wichita State hosting Emporia State. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the Shockers on 103.7 KEYN.
Beverly crossing in the lane, lobs for Ballard, who slams with both hands.
Well, you can tell they've played together for a while. Anticipated very, very well.
Great little drive and dish by Beverly for the assist. Quincy Ballard with the dunk.
Nice. The Shocks only committed 5 turnovers the entire game and beat Emporia State 99-53. Shockers have won 30 consecutive exhibition games on home court in preseason action. So that's good right there. And it is Monday. That means we'll talk Shocker sports all over the place. Back-to-back-to-back coaches shows tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, starting out with Shocker women's basketball coach Terry Nooner, season opening edition at 6 o'clock. And the season opening edition at 7 o'clock with men's basketball coach Paul Mills. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, you got volleyball coach Chris Lamb. Coaches shows tonight over on KFH. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:22 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. President Biden celebrates prescription drug prices going down. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 7:30. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 63 degrees here at KNSS. A man who was found guilty of kidnapping, rape, and several other crimes was sentenced to life in prison Friday in Sedgwick County District Court. 23-year-old Manessa Ward will be eligible for parole after serving 418 years. He was arrested for kidnapping 3 children in 2 separate incidents in 2023.
Vice President Kamala Harris hit the campaign trail in Philadelphia.
We like hard work. Hard work is good work. Hard work is joyful work. And make no mistake, we will win. We will win.
Former President Trump held a rally at New York City's Madison Square Garden Sunday night.
With your vote in this election, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country. And I will bring back the American dream.
Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk spoke at the rally after the former president claimed he would consider Musk to serve as Secretary of Cost Cutting.
Your money is being wasted and the Department of Government Efficiency is going to fix that. We're going to get the government off your back and out of your pocketbook.
Musk is the world's richest man. His wealth includes $15 billion in government contracts with Tesla and SpaceX last year.
President Biden will cast his ballot for this presidential election this morning.
President Biden will cast his ballot early this morning in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, the White House says. The president endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, shortly after ending his own re-election bid in July, becoming the first president since Lyndon Johnson to not run for re-election. A growing number of Americans are taking advantage of early voting, either in person or by mail. As of Sunday night, nearly 42 million people have already voted early, according to data from the University of Florida's Election Lab. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A survey suggests while inflation has come down significantly, it's still impacting Americans' holiday travel plans.
A survey conducted by Bankrate finding more than 4 in 5 holiday travelers, 83%, are finding ways to save money on travel this year. 32% say they will be traveling fewer days, 30% choosing less expensive accommodations, 28% opting to drive instead of flying to their holiday destination, and 25% say they'll be spending less on festive activities. A rep for the consumer financial services company says, although inflation has come down significantly, it continues to strain holiday travelers in a big way, adding multiple years of paying more for everything from housing to food, gas, and discretionary items has eroded savings and increased debt. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronell Williams.
Mostly to partly cloudy skies for your Monday, high of 87 degrees. A southerly breeze going to be pretty gusty at 15 to 30 miles an hour, staying dry. And with that high of 87 degrees, we may see a new record high by the end of the day. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronell Williams.
And now we have a clear sky, 63 degrees, south wind gusting to 24 miles per hour. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up on 7:34 on a Monday morning, that means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor. And Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor Wu.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
Well, too short, but yeah, unless you can give us a three-day weekend. Mine was a little short, but hey, I'm very restive. We didn't have much to do at our house. How about you? I know that you stay busy on the weekends.
I do. There's just so much to do in Wichita. Something that I love to highlight is this free 5K run that happens at Exploration Place every single Saturday morning at 8 a.m. It's called the Park Run at Exploration Place, and that has now increased to more and more people knowing about it, and it's just such a great opportunity to run, jog, or walk, and then you get timed so you can improve every single time that you come out to a park run. This is now my 8th park run, and this weekend there were lots of people in costumes, even running in costumes, so that was fantastic. And then District 2 had their breakfast on Saturday where we heard from Chief Joe Sullivan talk about the crime rates as well as all the enhancements that they are doing to really use technology to better serve the community. We had an opportunity to hear from the chief on Friday because there was something we call an en banc where the city council and the Sedgwick County Commission came together to talk about public safety. So on Friday for 2 hours, we had folks from anywhere from the DA's office to the Department of Corrections. And then on the city side, we had the police chief all the way to municipal court talking about the different aspects to public safety. And I think what I took away from that was the importance of this collaboration. It's really critical that people understand that even though our police officers may arrest someone, then they go through the legal process, and that's across the street at Sedgwick County. So better collaboration like this is so important. And we've already had now 2 en bancs this year. The first one was in April regarding public arts and parks, things that the county does as well as the city does and how we can better collaborate and maybe have some shared services. And then on Friday, we talked about public safety and just that plethora of individuals who are part of that system and how, again, we can better work together. And one of the things that I appreciated from hearing that was just, you know, a year ago, we were talking about police officer shortages. And now we still have a number of them, but they're improving. Police Chief Sullivan and his team in recruitment and retention have done a fantastic job trying to not only recruit the best, but also retain the best in our police force. And I'm very appreciative of those numbers.
Well, and coincidentally, today is National First Responders Day. Saluting folks who go toward the trouble instead of running away like the rest of us. And gosh, what would we do without those people involved in law enforcement and the medical field that go to they're the ones first on the fire at the wrecks, whatever.
Yeah, well, yesterday I was at the First Nazarene Church right on Kellogg, and the first responders from Wichita Fire to Sedgwick County EMS to Wichita Police, they were present there. Not only being with community, but interacting with all the citizens, really explaining to them what they do. And I think their role as first responders is critical. And again, that is the first thing that we need to focus on when it comes to local government, making sure that public safety is number one.
So no meeting tomorrow. So what will you do with your time tomorrow then?
Oh, you know, there's plenty of meetings when there's no official city council meeting. But last week on Tuesday, we had a really robust conversation. One of the things that I highlighted was the increase in transparency regarding travel. So I had the opportunity to get selected to be part of a national group called the Rodel Fellowship a couple of weeks ago. And the Rodel Fellowship brings together 24 local and state elected officials, and it's a leadership group that really is to focus on these leaders to become the best public servants for their community, deepen our commitment to democracy and the rule of law, and work together to address the nation's most important domestic and international challenges. And so with that travel, I wanted to make sure that it was very transparent that taxpayers were not paying for that travel. And so moving forward on November 5th, we will vote on how travel will be listed on the agenda so that you can see A, where we're going, who is paying for it, and what the purpose is. And that will be not just for travel that is paid for by another organization, but also travel paid for by the taxpayer, because I think that that's important for taxpayers to see too.
All right. So that's going to be on the meeting agenda or you're going to figure out how to put that on the agenda. Very good. So people
will
see
it'll be on the November 5th agenda where we will vote on that, as well as voting whether or not we want to move the workshop meeting from the boardroom to the chambers. We've had three workshops that have been held in the chambers now this year, and the rest of them have been held in the boardroom. So we want to hear from community. You've been to these meetings, or at least seen them on TV. What do you think?
Oh, you're asking us or the public?
You.
I've never been to a meeting. Have you, Ted?
Yeah,
Ted's been to it, but I've been to a couple over the years. But they were always in the chamber, and where you know. And so I don't know any difference. What would the difference
be? Do you like the chambers?
Sure.
The chambers are great.
They're great. They're a good place. So there you go.
I assume the public is more familiar with the chambers.
Well, it's easy to find.
Yes.
It's easy to find. It's right there on the first floor, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, as long as it's easy to find. See, I saw something, and correct me if I'm wrong, I often am. Is there some sort of a meeting about parking downtown that's going on? Or did I just see something and I don't know what I'm talking about? Tell me about that.
No, you are correct. So,
okay.
Council member Brandon Johnson, who is part of District 1, he is hosting a town hall or a community meeting tonight at 5:30 over at the Advanced Learning Library. And so this is going to be the first time that the community will get to see a presentation with some updates. One of the things that I do know, they told me about this, was a proposal for just 75 cents per hour for parking in the downtown area. but I have not seen this presentation. So I'm actually looking forward to getting the presentation myself.
All right.
Where is that tonight?
Again, it's at 5:30 today at the Advanced Learning Library.
Yeah, the library, yeah. That's the place they got those books over there, Ted, at the library.
yeah, I'm familiar with. I do have a question before we wrap up. Is there any truth to the rumor that you and Vice Mayor Becky Tuttle and City Manager Robert Layton are going trick-or-treating as the three witches from Hocus Pocus?
No, but if you saw on my social media, on Wednesday, we celebrated the 85th anniversary of Wizard of Oz and kicked off Tallgrass Film Fest, and yours truly was Dorothy.
Hey, how about that?
Was there a Toto with you?
I did not have a Toto, unfortunately. Yes, yeah. But I did have my ruby red sneakers.
Yeah,
nice. Well, you know, there's no place like home.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
So is Bob Layton the Scarecrow then?
No. So the only council members who attended were Dalton Glasscock and Mike Hoheisel.
All right.
And neither of them were in costume.
You're
the one getting it done, not them.
Trick or treat. All right. Thank you, Mayor Wu. And if we don't see you before Halloween, have a happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Mondays with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 7:42 now, and coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. Coke Industries subsidiary is planning a big solar farm in Texas. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Of the morning, KNSS 746 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Chiefs undefeated after 27-20 win over the Raiders.
Two.
Woman dies after being struck by an airplane propeller. 30-year-old Amanda Gallagher of Wichita.
One.
Beloved educator Jim Rattigan dies after more than five decades at Wichita State University. He was 89. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now in traffic, we've finally started to see the traffic volumes pick up and slow down a little bit in some of those usual places. Southbound I-135, right around that road construction up there at the North Junction. We're starting to see some fairly heavy traffic on the ramp from northbound I-135 over to eastbound Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Wind advisory today, red flag warning, fire danger. Sunny and windy today with a high of 89 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 68. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 82 degrees. Now a clear sky. We have a south wind gusting to 24 miles per hour and 63 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A tech giant reveals why its virtual assistant technology reportedly showed bias toward one presidential candidate.
Fox on Tech.
Amazon has finally explained how their smart device, Alexa, came up with reasons to vote for Kamala Harris, but did not come up for any reasons to vote for Donald Trump, despite Amazon insisting Alexa did not have any political opinions.
Alexa, why should I vote for Trump?
I cannot provide responses that endorse any political party or its leader.
Why should I vote for Kamala Harris?
While there are many reasons to vote for Kamala Harris, the most significant may be that she is a female of color.
Amazon representatives briefed House Judiciary Committee staff. Amazon explained that there was a manual override in place that prevents Alexa from responding to certain prompts, like why someone should vote for a certain candidate. That override was in place for Trump and Biden, but it was never put in place when Biden dropped out and Kamala Harris took his place. And it really didn't get on Amazon's radar until that viral video, partly because very few people were asking Alexa why to vote for Harris. With Fox on Tech, Hillary Vaughn, Fox Business.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow closed out of a losing week.
Stocks ending mixed, with the Dow suffering its fifth straight session of losses as investors reviewed a new batch of earnings reports. The Dow and S&P 500 ending the week with losses and snapping a six-week winning streak. Tech stocks gained, bond yields fell, while industrials lagged. Most of the so-called Magnificent Seven group of tech stocks rallied. Chip heavyweight Nvidia rose 1% and briefly surpassed Apple as the world's most valuable company. The Dow winner: Microsoft, Salesforce, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners: Home Depot, McDonald's, and Travelers. The Dow falling 260 points. The Nasdaq up 103. S&P 500 down 2. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Flint Hills Resources, a Wichita-based natural resource subsidiary of Koch Inc., is planning a $53 million utility-scale solar farm in Texas. Solar project will cover 100 acres of the company's West Refinery Complex off Interstate 37 in Corpus Christi, Texas. The company said it will install about 57,000 solar panels at the refinery. It produces jet fuel, sulfur diesel, and gasoline. Flint Hills Resources has 3,000 global employees as of the beginning of this year, according to Wichita Business Journal research. The solar farm will generate 27 megawatts of electricity, help lower energy costs, and reduce grid emissions at the West Refinery. The company said the farm can power more than 5,000 homes per year and cover 28% of the refinery's power.
Schofield Honda's West Wichita Service Center, which has operated for over three decades, is getting an overhaul. The longtime local automotive dealership has launched a $2.5 million renovation of the facility at 8880 West Central. Project includes expanding service capacity, a new customer lounge, and additional upgrades. A.J. Schofield, who became Schofield Honda managing partner at the start of the year, says the time was right to further invest in the location. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. 7:50, coming up on 7:52, Steve and Ted in the morning. Ted, how'd your weekend go? I'll ask you first.
I spent most of it at Koch Arena.
Yeah, you were out there working on the basketball for
two
one
volleyball
thing.
Matches. Volleyball. Wow. Men's basketball last night. Mm. I was there all the time.
Yeah, it should be your new home. You could just rent a room out there in the arena.
Not a bad idea.
Set up a cot. I had a Friday night experience. Went to a football game when Bishop Carroll was playing Derby, and it was for my granddaughter, Mary. It was her last home football game.
Yeah, finishing up the regular season.
Cheerleader, so it's kind of a milestone. They recognized some of the seniors on the football team, and it was really nice. Now, I sat down and I was sitting there with my wife. Didn't go. She didn't want to go in the cold. Anyway, I was sitting next to my daughter, and there was a gentleman behind us, and all of a sudden he sticks his hand out between us, and he's got his cell phone, and there's my face looking back at me. Is that you? He says. I said, no, it's my twin brother. So I had to play with him a little bit. Then he pulls up, says, he pulled it up. The other picture was you and me together.
Oh.
Just a couple of our shots that we, and this gentleman had both of them on his cell phone. Said he's a listener.
Great.
And he has been for quite a while.
Always good to run into a listener.
Yeah. There was another gentleman. Then we moved. We moved to another part up a few rows. And I'm sitting behind a man up there, and he was, well, let me put it this way. He was acquainted with a person who was sitting next to him who I knew. So I didn't really know this man, but I met him. I guess after he left, he told that person next to him, that guy looked a lot like that guy on the radio. She says, yeah, that's
that it. Is an accurate statement,
and
yes.
I didn't say much. I don't talk much when I do that. And so he figured out, I guess, thank you guys for listening. And I didn't, I got to watch what I do if people are going to recognize me in public. That's a lot of pressure right there, right?
Yeah, a lot of adulation.
National Chocolate Day. Ooh, this has got to be Ted's
it's
day.
About time.
Yeah. While many specific chocolate-related holidays exist throughout the year, National Chocolate Day celebrates all things chocolate. Chocolate's earned its day of honor by being America's favorite flavor. Did you know we had a favorite flavor? Of course. It's chocolate.
It's fine with me.
What's your favorite chocolate confection, bar, whatever?
How can I even possibly start to answer that?
Mm, yeah. You like it all? Doesn't matter?
I do. I like a good crackle bar.
Oh, yeah, that's a good, that's a candy bar.
A good Crackle Bar.
Crackle doesn't get a lot of attention.
No, it doesn't.
I like a Mr. Good Bar as well.
Mr. Good Bar is fantastic.
Yeah.
I like a good hot cocoa in the cold weather.
Right.
Mm.
I remember my mom's chocolate box cake she used to make. Oh. Her old, dear old dad had to have one at least once a week.
That sounds pretty good.
It was pretty tasty.
I'll bet it was.
Yeah. And, of course, my wife does chocolate chip cookies that are out of the
Well, world. There's another top-notch item.
Yeah.
Mm.
Celebrating National Chocolate Day.
Bring it on, baby.
All right. Coming up, stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted, this morning. We have the latest on the death of Dr. Jim Raffigan. Ted has sports coming up.
Yeah, we'll take a look at the Chiefs on the road yesterday and have highlights coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, the Blur is on the way.
Yeah, we'll get your week, final week of October started off with great entertainment news in the Blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have back-to-work traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.